Advent is a time of seeking and of waiting. Reminds me of a saying, be careful what you search for because you may get it. What are we searching for this Advent, you know? A lot of searching going on. Searching for the right gift. Searching for a little time. Searching for beautiful lights over here in the neighborhood. What am I searching for? The people of the New Testament here, John the Baptist came as a figure from the past. These were modern people in the sense that they had not seen a prophet for many years. John the Baptist appeared suddenly out in a place where people did not live, out in the Judean wilderness. He wore camel's hair for a garment. He had a leather belt around his waist. He had a diet of locusts and wild honey. And if you watch the movies, you know that John the Baptist always seems to need a good haircut. You know what I mean? Lots of hair and a wild-looking man. I don't know if that's true, but where John lived, out in the wilderness, this was a place that people did not want to live. You'd have to be crazy or a prophet. It's the place where Jesus had his 40 days of temptation. But people came from all over Judea and the countryside. They went on pilgrimage out to John, and then John told it like it was. He was not afraid to tell the truth. He was a real prophet. They went out to see him. What were they looking for? They received a prophet if they were ready to receive what the prophet had to say. I have led quite a few pilgrimages, and I've been on quite a few. I've gone by myself, I've gone with another priest, I've gone as a layperson, and I've led about five as a priest. And on all of them, when I talk to a pilgrim or when I go on by myself, I always remember a line from The Imitation of Christ. And Thomas A. Kempis, who wrote in the 16th century, he said, many, many, I tell you, have gone on pilgrimage, but few, I fear, have ever come back converted. Few have come back converted. Advent is a few precious weeks of pilgrimage. And our Lord, I think, is challenging us. What am I doing for Advent? How am I preparing a gift for God? What crown am I going to lay at his feet in 3 weeks? What sort of gift am I preparing? What does God want from me this Advent? It's a question I've been asking myself all week. Don't want to waste Advent. I've been on, like I said, I've been on a lot of pilgrimages. A pilgrimage, if you go as a tourist, you will come back with only pictures. If you go seeking God, you may come back with a surprise. A real pilgrimage usually involves suffering and sacrifice. They're not easy. There's always something like that. A friend of mine in South Salem bought me a ticket to Medjugorje, and I went there in 1994, I believe it was. It was a flight which you had to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning for. You know, a lot of these Europe trips are just like that. And so basically you didn't sleep the night before. So you start out with a sleep deficit, right? And then we had a long layover. You may remember, some of you remember, there was a gentleman that went with me, lost a suitcase full of hair products. Remember this, Homily? Anyway, I went off on this pilgrimage. We had a 4 or 5 hour layover in New York Kennedy. Then we had a 6 hour layover in Rome. So we had a tour of Rome. By that point, all I wanted was a bed, you know, to sleep in. So we had this 4 hour tour of Rome. And then when we finally got to Split, Yugoslavia, which is about 4 hours from Medjugorje, that was the closest we could fly into because of the war going on there. And so I actually fell asleep standing up with my eyes open. Did you know you can do that? I was dreaming. That's how I know that I was asleep. And I don't know how I kept from falling over. So then we got on the bus. It was nighttime. I don't know what day it was by that point, you know. And we're driving and driving and driving. And after about 2 hours, I noticed that it looks like I'm seeing the same building over and over again. I asked the bus driver, what's going on? And he said, we haven't left the airport. They won't give us permission to leave. They're bombing. I'm thinking, what am I doing in the middle of Yugoslavia in a war zone? So we finally got there. I kissed the ground like John Paul II, you know. Thank God, you know. We finally arrived. Well, they started bombing. They were bombing 10 miles away from Medjugorje. And so they evacuated the whole city, and all the tourists had to leave. We couldn't get out, so we were stuck in our house for 3 days, and no mass, public mass was said or anything. They're afraid they bombed the church. And I asked myself, I says, why am I here? Why did I come all this way, and they're bombing? I said, I must have been out of my mind. It was one of the most spiritual experiences of my life. Because we came seeking God. And when you meet a lot of opposition, you know that God's really working. A real pilgrimage, like a real prophet, is going to bring persecution of some kind. It's going to be difficult. What am I seeking this Advent? It is very easy to go along with the flow of the world. How many people think they're celebrating Christmas? What do they do? They're out shopping, partying, decorating, cleaning. They don't have time for prayer, don't have time to go to church. And when December 26th comes, the tree goes out in the yard, and thank God this is over with. What kind of an Advent is that? Well, we all, you know, you may be surprised to learn that the exchange of gifts is only about 100 years old. You know, I'm not saying we shouldn't do that, but perhaps we can approach things in a different way. You know, last year, I had a different kind of a pilgrimage. I basically lost my voice for 2 months. I'm very glad to be here talking with you today, I can tell you. But our Lord, I said, Lord, what do you want from me this year? Last year, I had an involuntary pilgrimage of a kind, and he said, why don't you try being silent as much as you can? Anybody who knows me knows that's not my forte, you know. But our Lord is speaking of the kind of silence of listening. Listening. What am I going to offer Christ this Advent? We talked last week about going to a penance service. It's a big sacrifice for some people who are afraid to go, you know. Whatever I give to God, He's going to give back to me in spades. A very important question. There are many ways to make a pilgrimage. The important thing is it should be of the heart. I've mentioned before, when I was working at the airline, I would go on 2 or 3 retreats a year all over the country looking for my vocation. Found it in the church across the street, you see. Didn't have to go anywhere. Coming to church today was a pilgrimage. All of those who came in at the knock on the door are on a pilgrimage, the pilgrimage of their lives. Our Lord spoke to them very deeply. Each of them has their own unique story. I can't wait in the kingdom of heaven to hear all the stories that God has been doing in our lives. This Advent can be the most meaningful Advent you've ever had. Our country's in an economic crisis, and some people are very ill. You know, if you or your loved ones are ill this holy season, this is a pilgrimage. It's the pilgrimage of poverty, the poverty of a lack of health. Allow God to lead you through this journey. He himself experienced great poverty while he lived. It can be a very uniting experience to Christ. It's all in the attitude. When I go shopping for gifts, I don't say don't go shopping, but place God in it. Why am I buying these things? Am I looking for something that the person I love really wants? This becomes a search for love, you see. It can become a kind of a prayer. Most of us make the pilgrimages that we make are the pilgrimage to and from work every day, the pilgrimage to and from the store or the other stores looking for sales. You got the pilgrimage of coming to church, pilgrimage of going to school. this is the story of our lives. Very few of us will ever go to Medjugorje, which has not been approved by the church yet, but interestingly enough, those apparitions began on the Feast of John the Baptist. And nobody who goes there escapes suffering, because it's very hard to fly into that place and go there. But what is God, what's the pilgrimage that you are on? Is it a pilgrimage to acquire more stuff? If your goal for the Advent season is to get a 50-inch television screen, congratulations, but that don't expect that to satisfy you, because it won't. Next year they'll come out with something cooler, and you're going to want that. Our society sells us a bill of goods. It doesn't bring happiness. We look, but we don't see. The people who went out to John the Baptist, where did they go? They went to a desert. This is not an accident. Where is the desert? The desert is the place of our longing, the place that we have the greatest need. This is why we have so many penance services at this time of year, for those who know they need a healing on the inside. If you don't come, I guess you don't have that desert inside of you. But many of us do. We want Christ to come in and heal the desert within us. For some, it's the desert of illness, like I mentioned. But we will find God precisely in the area that we are lacking the most. My desert, I mentioned 2 weeks ago, we had these names on the altar. I have two envelopes full of names. For me, Advent is a time of loss. I miss a lot of people. It's hard. I can hardly get through Christmas Eve. Last year I didn't have that problem. I was at home. But it's hard. But that's my longing. You see, it makes me long for the next world. Am I getting ready for that? Am I ready? How am I preparing the way of the Lord? We can get lost in all the baloney of this season that the world puts on and miss the whole thing. I think one of the greatest signs, really, it's very interesting. You know, the high school kids put up the lights around the cross. And I looked at that from my living room window. I thought, this is really beautiful, you know. But it occurred to me that in the midst of the beautiful trees, we find the real meaning of the season, don't we? The cross coming right up through the middle of it. And I find that very significant. Our Lord is calling us this Advent to something more. He wants more from us. He's never satisfied. Make this a real pilgrimage, not by going a long distance to Europe, but a pilgrimage of the heart. We must take care what we are searching for, because we are liable to get it.